Show some damage, MCL ACL. So we'll, I believe so. That I don't know for sure. I do know that the MRI did come back and that's what it showed. So, they'll figure that out. And that's pretty much the only one that I know. I know Brandon LaFell's going to get one and, we won't get the results till later today.
When you say damage, he tore it?
I just know it's damaged. So I'm not sure how much of a tear is complete or not. I went from upstairs to down here, and I have not seen the report.
IR him?
More than likely, yes. We'll IR him and look to either activate somebody that's on the list or look for somebody else that's out there.
How tough is that? Because as we talked about last week, he was making more open field tackles.
It's very tough because the young man has played well. He's gotten better and better. I think, working with Coach Wilkes and Coach Babich has really helped him a lot. We've been able to refocus him on the things that he's needed to improve on, tackling being one of them, and he has really done a nice job. He's a good physical player. He's got good athletic skills, and his ability seems to start to show. And, he put himself in position last week against Philadelphia to make plays. He had himself in position to make some plays here, and that's how he got hurt making a play.
How concerned are you about LaFell's foot?
I'm not, but we said we get an MRI, so I guess I am now. So we'll see how it is once he gets the MRI, and hopefully it'll be a negative thing and just a matter of him working through the pain.
James Anderson's eye, how is he?
That's a tough one to say too, because he looked like Rocky coming out. He got pretty good poke, and it was swelled up on him where he couldn't see, and we were concerned about that. So we'll see how he is, and hopefully the swelling will go down soon.
At this point, with four games left, what does the team have left to play for, and what's your message?
Well, I think the biggest thing, obviously, is the evaluation process. As we're going forward, it is about trying to win these football games and trending up as you go forward, and that's pretty much it. We got an opportunity to play Atlanta. We got an opportunity to play New Orleans that are in our division. I think those are opportunities to send messages and really just kind of show us what we can do. And we'll see. That's why we'll play them and, we'll come out and play hard.
You talked about the need for trending up when Marty was gone. Do you feel like you're 2-4 since? Do you feel like this team is trending up?
I think it's some of the things that we've done, obviously, but some other things we're not as good as we need to be. I think there are some positions that definitely have to be looked at and evaluated these next few weeks. I think that's also why you see us playing some of the younger guys a lot more, trying to get a lot of these other younger guys active. We've got an awful lot of guys active as far as the D-line is concerned with the young players out there playing, showing us what they can do. We got to look at some of the things that we need to do with the linebackers, and then we look at some of the things we do with the defensive backs. We've got some good young talent that's developing and playing more and more, and that's the nice thing about it. You've got both Joshes that have been out there and played a lot. We had DJ got an opportunity to play a little bit more, and he'll play some more because of the injury to Sherrod. So we'll get a chance to see what that does. We know what Luke's done as far as being a rookie. Frank Alexander and Nate Chandler are two young guys that have had opportunities that have played pretty well for us. So, as we go forward, you can say, yes, we've played a lot of young guys. We've seen some good things from them. We know that some of these young guys can play as we go into each game and then look forward toward next year. So that's a big plus. You look at the offensive side and what's been happening, the quarterback has played very well, especially the last few weeks. I think his outlook on things, the way he's perceiving things and the way he's handled himself the last few weeks has been outstanding. He has played very well. He's played well enough to give us chances to win. And, we got to take advantage of him. One area that we haven't played as well, obviously, has been on the defensive side against some of the certain runs that we've gotten. And those are things that, we've got to continue to work out and get worked out and get better at. And that'll fall on us. It'll fall on me in terms of making sure we get those things corrected and play better.
Is it hard for you to commit to playing young guys when your future is uncertain?
No, because if the young guys play well or they attempt to play well, I think that's a good sign. We have to find out what these guys are capable of about going forward. It is about winning. Don't get me wrong, because I intend to win or try to win every one of these games we play. But at the same time, we've also got to be able to do it with these young guys. And if you don't play these guys, you're going to next year with the same question marks. People say, you just get them ready for the next coach. Well, I look at it, I'm getting ready for me. I could be wrong, but I'm not going to worry about that. I'm going to worry about, each game the next four games, and then going forward, we'll see what happens.
Have you had any further discussions with the owner?
I have not. No, I have not. I mean, like I said, and you know, I told you guys before, you know, last time I talked with them, things were good in terms of things that I needed to do, and I understood the situation, circumstances, and again, as I said, he's been very fair and very open about those.
About playing the young guys, obviously the defense has kind of had a regression since going back to the fourth quarter of the Tampa Bay game. Can you kind of attribute that regression to the young guys?
No, by no means. I think part of it has to do, there are some things that schematically that we've got to make sure we're better at. I think there are some things that have happened individually. You know, there's some guys that haven't played as disciplined. You know, you get into a game like that, and all of a sudden you're trying to make plays. Probably the biggest thing when you look at this game, there were several occasions where it was somebody else, somebody that wasn't in their gap, somebody wasn't holding the point like they were supposed to, somebody trying to make a play. You get to a point where sometimes you feel like you got to make a play, and you make a bad decision. And to me, that happened more in the Tampa Bay game. That happened more in this game, just watching the film and really evaluating it and going through it step by step and looking at each play and seeing exactly where we were wrong. I think that the biggest thing is just recognizing and understanding what teams are trying to do against you.
You said something similar last week about how some guys were out of position. What were the differences when in terms of rush defense and why?
Well, what happens is, you know, especially a team like this that runs the outside zone, as that zone starts to stretch, the tendency is as those creases start to get bigger, you get anxious and you try to cut inside or cut back or fall back before you have to. And once you fall back from your crease to the next crease, that allows for two people in one crease, and you've just vacated yours trying to make a play. If you vacate yours and you don't make the play, there's a huge gaping hole, and that happened to us a couple times yesterday. And I think there's some things that are happening because guys are trying to make something happen as opposed to, hey, get in position, put yourself in position, and make it come to you.
When you took the job a couple years ago, you said you'd still be very hands-on with defense. Mm-hmm. Can you describe how hands-on you've been over the last couple of years?
Well, what I've done is I'm in the meetings with Sean. Sean and I meet separately from the coaches. I go into the meetings with Sean when he is game planning, when I'm out doing something else that I've got to do, and we talk about what we want to do, how we want to do it. And during the game, Sean and I talk about the calls that are being made. We talk about adjustments that need to be made. So it's, you know, the involvement is right there.
So much more so than your involvement in offense?
Yes. Yes, offensively, I talk with Chud on a daily basis as to what's happening, what they're doing. Listen to what he's talking about. I'll make my suggestions, tell him what I see as far as the opposing defense is concerned, and you know, from there they go, and you know, the offensive coaches prepare.
The LaFell drop was a big point in the game, but when you go back and you watch the film, how many missed opportunities did you see, be it third down conversions, fourth down conversions?
There were quite a few. I mean, on both sides of the ball. And as you look at it and you evaluate it, that's what this game's about. There's four or five on each side of the ball that you've got to make, or you don't make, or you do make, that basically dictate whether or not you're going to win. You know, whether you miss a block and that guy gets a sack, or you drop a fumble. I mean, I assume you drop an interception that you should have had, or you fumble the ball or something like that. So there were some definite opportunities. And I think, you know, unfortunately, you know, guys are trying to make plays. You know, Brandon LaFell, I'd take any time of the day, any day of the week, based on how he's played. And, you know, that was something that was uncharacteristic. And, you know, he'll learn from it and he'll get better.
When somebody like Josh Thomas has that personal foul at a fairly critical moment, is that something that internally you also discipline him?
Yes. You pull him off the field, you talk to him, and then I will visit with him again later today. You know, it's something that has to be done. He has to understand that, you know, in a critical situation, you can't let your emotions get the best of it. You know, one of the things that we talked about was how emotional that game was going to be, particularly for them. And one of the things that we had to do is match it in terms of energy. And I think we let it get the best of us a couple of times because I don't want to say it was a chippy game, but you could see a lot of it pushing and shoving and a lot of the barking that was going on out there.
That, Ron, it seemed like you guys suffered from lack of focus. You mentioned after the game the defensive penalties. You had to burn a timeout early in the second half. Mm-hmm. What was the cause of that?
On the one we used in the second half was on the offensive side, was just getting the personnel and getting the personnel in there. And it all stemmed from when LaFell got hurt. And so we were trying to make sure we had the right people on the field at that point. The penalties, you know, Charles got hard counted. We got hard counted twice, and that's disappointing. And then again, the Josh Thomas penalty. I think the Greg Hardy's one's hands to the face is an aggressive one. I looked at it. I don't necessarily agree with it. I mean, to me, he got his forearm underneath the guy's face mask, and you know, but the referee interpreted and then threw the flag. So, you know, there are some things that do happen that are a little bit out of your control.
Thank you. You think the game plan was aggressive enough against Quinn?
Defensively? I think so. You got to react to the way they do things. I mean, you know, they came in. They were the fourth leading rushing team in the league. And we would have liked to have gotten them in a lot more third down situations, or third and long situations. One thing that they did do, and one of the things that you were starting to see is, you know, because we play the run so aggressively, is people start going play action, and now they start hitting us in the soft spot. It was about the 15 to 20 yard zone right between the linebackers and the safeties. And what we've got to do is that, you know, we can't allow a team to run the ball early, because if you do that, now teams are going to come back and start throwing play action off you, and that's exactly what happened.
Cam's had a really solid 4 or 5 games. Is this the best stretch he's had as a pro?
He had a pretty good stretch last year early on too. So I mean, he's just progressing. You know, he's getting to where he should be as a second year quarterback, and I think he's going to continue to progress and continue to go forward. You know, we went through our evaluations earlier this morning with the coaching staff and talked about where he is and the things that he's done, things that he's done well, things that he needs to continue to work on, and you know, some of the things is again his decision making process, going from his first receiver to his second, even down to his third. Being patient enough to do that, and then making sure his mechanics are good so that when he delivers the ball, you know, it doesn't float on him or sail on him, excuse me. But he is really has progressed, and like, you know, I do agree with what you said. The last 4 or 5, he's been very solid.
The only thing that seemed like he couldn't get done yesterday was when y'all got the ball back with 4 or 5 minutes and you went 3 and out. Can you describe that series?
Well, the biggest one I believe was getting the big sack. On one of the early ones, we tried to throw a screen. They were in a man coverage, and they made the play on Tolbert. So, you know, both of those we started with a negative play. And once that happens, it's tough to recover. You know, I know we tried to get the ball downfield and go from, you know, second and 20, excuse me, to, you know, the third medium. And both times we just didn't get it done.
Did LaFell get hurt on the drop?
I thought it was the play before, you know, when he caught the ball into the flat. I thought that's where he got his foot tangled up in something. I haven't had a chance to ask him about that, but that's where I thought it happened.
You mentioned playing young guys. When are you going to take a longer look at Geddes?
I think soon. I mean, you know, as we go through this and continue to watch and evaluate him in practice, you know, again, it's about making sure he's ready to go and he's up to speed.
What Joe Adams did with an extended opportunity.
Well, it's good to see Joe get some opportunities, and we plan to give him even more. I think, excuse me, he's dynamic with the ball in his hands, and that's probably the biggest thing that we've got to do. You know, on the reverse, we'd like to see him make a cut and get back inside and then try and weave his way through it. But, you know, he did pick up 6 good yards on the outside, so, you know, anytime you run the ball and you get 6 yards, it's a good setup for second and short, obviously. And then watching him with the bubble screen was good to see because, again, getting the ball in his hands, who knows. He is exciting. His dynamics, one of the things that we talked about when we were trying to talk about, you know, getting him back on the football field as far as a punt returner. And it's unfortunate he didn't get enough opportunities yesterday.
Any update on Stewart?
No. Again, like I said, the only medical report I got so far was the one on Sherrod.
You know which one of those guys is coming up off the practice squad?
Not yet. We will talk about it and whether it is somebody on practice squad or is there somebody else out there that we'd most certainly consider. Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.